However, once a journalist has violated the law, and there is evidence of such activity, then such a being has gone too far. Taking money for slanting the news in a certain direction violates any decent journalistic code of ethics, and the utilization of advanced technology to illegally obtain information without the knowledge and consent of the individual whose words or actions are being recorded constitutes breaking the law of the Galactic Alliance.
And there it was. Leia felt a grin stretch her face. Han actually whooped out loud and came close to spilling his hot chocolate.
Well, it's about time.
Never had Leia been so glad to see Jabba's tears' smirking face fill the screen. Except this time, the smirk was notably absent. The finely coiffed hair was messy, and there was a look of panic in the reporter's eyes. Needmo's words continued as the footage rolled.
They stopped the lying journalist? Asked Delana.
Leia was hard-pressed not to laugh out loud, out of the mouths of babes.
Looks like, honey.
At 1400 hours this afternoon, based on an anonymous tip, journalist Jabba's Tyr was arrested at his residence on charges of illegal espionage. While hidden cams are sadly nothing new in the arsenal of those determined to get a story at any cost, there are laws in place that prohibit the use of illegal devices. Unfortunately, the device that Tyr used to record certain events seems to have disappeared. There is other evidence. A recording has come to light that shows Tyr inserting said illegal device and revealing its source.
Han and Leia exchanged glances.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Leia said.
Jaina wouldn't have given them the chip.
Leia frowned, confused.
Then how?
Who knows? Han said. Doesn't matter. Sleemo's got what's coming to him. Someone was on the ball and found him out.
He lifted his half-drunk mug of hot chocolate.
Here's to whoever it was. If I find out, I owe you a drink.
Angie was purring madly at the delight so obviously present in the room. Leia petted the creature, then stroked Alana's short black dyed hair. And then she knew.
Han?
Hmm?
Who do we know who's smart, methodical, patient, appreciates fairness, and works well behind the scenes?
A lot of people, Han said.
I'll narrow it down for you. Who's all that who also supports Dalla?
Dorvin?
Han said at once.
Dalla came out looking pretty bad whenever Jabba's Tyr got her in his sights, Leia said.
Yeah, that's true. Plus, he's got the resources to do some snooping if he had to. Well, at least he did us a favor, as well as Dalla. Hell, he's done the entire journalistic field a favor.
I just don't know what to think about that man, Leia said. One minute I think he's on our side, the next he's on Dalla's.
He's walking a very fine line, that's for sure. I hope he ends up on the right side when things finally come to a head.
Leia looked at him. She agreed, but had not wanted to say so. She too anticipated a crisis in the near future. Dorvin was a good man, but there were plenty of times where good men were on the wrong side of things when the point of no return came. Alana was quiet, watching them carefully, and Angie's purring had stopped. Leia smiled at her family, willing away the unease and again summoning calmness and love to close out the evening. Tomorrow's troubles could come tomorrow, not tonight.
Who wants more hot chocolate?
She asked.